Nerds on the Rocks, episode 27, I believe. Well, I know our first episode of the new year. And we're going to start the year off right by talking about the year in movies. Joining me this week is Anthony, Eric, and Nicholas. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello, gentlemen.
Okay, very. Hey. I should have done that where you don't all talk at once.
That would have been awesome. It would have been awesome. We'd all went, hello, gentlemen.
Okay. So, that was Eric being creepy.
I'm a creepy guy.
Anthony, who's waiting for guests and trying to... what is he doing?
Somebody's cousin's tickling their balls. Are you okay? Is he crying? What the hell's wrong?
I don't know. I don't think he's hyperventilating.
Or he's got a puppy dog wrapped in duct tape. I don't know.
That is such a morbid image.
Yeah, where did that come from? That kind of came out of nowhere.
The noise. It was the noise.
I started laughing with a mouthful of Sprite, and I couldn't swallow it without risking it.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind. Awkward pause.
By the way, I'm Nicholas. He didn't introduce me. I'm the best one.
Excuse me.
I tried to introduce you, but Anthony just couldn't stop laughing long enough to introduce himself.
Sorry. Anyway.
Cause that's loud.
So, yeah, we're talking about the Aaron movies. And, I mean, we might as well start off because we're not going to hit everything. What is everybody's most anticipated title in 2011? Let's start with Anthony.
Well, it's probably going to come as no surprise to everyone, but the film I'm most looking forward to this year is 4. It's the fourth movie from Marvel that they financed and made themselves, and it's going to further set up the Avengers, and it's got Chris Hemsworth as 4 and Natalie Portman as Jane Foster and Anthony Hopkins as Odin, and there's a trailer on YouTube now which you can go look, and it's the official trailer, and yeah, and it looks great. Looks like a lot of fun. And hopefully be a good Marvel movie without Robert Downey Jr. in.
Did you not act the Incredible Hulk?
But Robert Downey Jr.'s in it, isn't he?
That's such a minor cameo.
But it's the first Marvel movie without Robert Downey Jr. in, so...
So far, you don't know that.
They need to, prove that they can make a good movie without Robert Downey Jr.
I think kind of The Incredible Hulk as a movie with him is kind of cheating. He's in there for, 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's my favorite scene in the film.
What?
Sorry.
It's a pretty good movie. I think this final fight.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. That's just my favorite.
I just find it weird that would be your favorite scene with so many big action scenes and stuff. And the first scene where he's in the warehouse.
You wouldn't like me when I'm hungry. That's my favorite scene. That and where he throws the forklift. Oh, man.
Some of the Hulk bits in it, though, some of the special effects are a bit, I prefer the bits of Ed Norton rather than the bits of the Hulk. I'm talking about the Hulk and not, Thor.
I think you were talking about the bits of the
that's
that's pretty much the sound they make.
Yeah.
Eric, what is your, most anticipated movie of 2011?
Well, I got 3 of them, man, and they're all superhero related. One is Thor. Green Lantern and Captain America.
Did you just ignore X-Men First Class?
Yes, I ignored X-Men. I did. I have no inclination to actually go see it at all.
Is any who's in that from the original movies? Is it just
nobody?
Patrick Stewart's not even in it.
Yeah, oh, they got what's his name from Wanted to play Patrick Stewart or.
James McAvoy.
Yeah. McAvoy.
Hey, Patrick Stewart.
Is it a reboot?
What I just said? Man, I'm tired.
It's really weird. They're not quite saying whether it's a reboot or a prequel or whether they're just kind of doing their own thing or whatever. So they're kind of playing very coy about it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon's
technically the movie shouldn't work in their continuity if you think Wolverine is part of it. So... Yeah. I mean, the Wolverine movie itself, not Wolverine the character.
Yeah.
That whole franchise is in a mess at this point, but...
I would be perfectly fine if they just ignored the existence of X-Men 3 and Wolverine Origins and
which is half the franchise at this point.
Exactly, the terrible half.
Which is why I said it's in a mess. And Wolverine Origins 2 sounds like, I mean, it sounds
that's
like
not
a
Origins. Pitch. That's not a sequel to.
It's Wolverine. Called The Wolverine. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not a sequel, apparently.
Actually, technically, it's called Darren Aronofsky is going to rip your face off and feed it to you.
Yeah,
I thought it was a sequel to Origins.
I hope it's I hope it's not PG-13. I want them to put a bit more blood in it and have him fucking killing people proper and all that shit, rather than just
be the
Wolverine
version
Wolverine
of Punisher people. Warzone. That's what I want.
Yeah, because they make
it might be
kids.
Alone.
I'm fair enough.
You should see the smile I have on my face. Good call.
Kids should I'm not saying kids shouldn't be able to see a Wolverine film, but they've got X-Men Origins, now let the more adult mature people have their Wolverine film, and just let him...
the more adult mature people just want Venom vines.
Yeah, just fuck it, just let him go at it, you know, let him be the best he is at what he does, even though it's not very nice. Yeah, I did
thank
I
you
did
for using
that
quote.
That, yeah.
And Nicholas, what is your most anticipated movie?
There's a lot of them. But right now, the only one, the one that I'm like, I'm really, really looking forward to, it doesn't come out till the end of the year. It's, I'm not sure if they're just calling it Hugo Cabret or The Inventions of Hugo Cabret. It's, a Martin Scorsese movie.
Ooh,
that
nice.
Is that's... based, it is an adaptation of a book, a children's book, actually. That's like almost a graphic novel. Like half of the book is actually illustrations. But it's a lot of it is about the beginnings of cinema, and there's like some weird clockwork stuff going on. And it's a very cool book, and I think Scorsese is going to knock it out of the goddamn park.
Nice.
Also, there's a Muppet movie coming out this year, so fucking
yes,
right.
That's awesome too. The greatest Muppet movie ever. Is that actually the name of it?
Yep.
The greatest Muppet movie ever made.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Sadly enough, there's also a new Twilight and Puss in Boots movie in the same month, so...
Well, Twilight can go fuck itself.
Isn't that the first part of Breaking Dawn? Or is it a different one they broke up?
Yeah, it's the first half of that terrible piece of shit.
And I guess my most anticipated movie is Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised...
I still haven't seen Part 1. Need to get on top of that.
You don't miss anything.
I think, I mean, he's read the book, so I guess he would understand it more. I mean, it's a good setup.
I like the last book a lot. So.
Yeah, it's not very action-oriented, but anybody who's read the book kind of knew that going in. And then the second half is pretty much just going to be like an extended battle for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the reasons I avoided doing it as a strip podcast when it first came out, because you can't really see one part without the other to get the full picture.
There's actually there's pictures here of Harry and Ginny. Do you know when they're sorry, if anyone's not read the book, right? Sorry. I'm on a spoiler.
That's okay, man. I don't care.
No. But there's pictures from the end of the book.
I know how it ends.
Concerning some characters.
I read the epilogue.
You read the epilogue, but you don't.
I did.
Okay. So, I mean, let's talk about...
I said in the last podcast, I just hope there's a scene where Mrs. Weasley's like, back the fuck away off my kids, you cunt, and then hits Helena Bonham Carter with a brick. That's how it happened in the book, right?
I'm sure it happened just like
I don't think it was
book.
No, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it happened. I'm fairly sure.
I'm 100% certain that's exactly how it happened. But let's talk about some... other movies coming out this year.
Transformers. Dark of the Moon.
Let's get it out of the way. I think that
we're
has...
like jumping around. Then
I'm just curious, is anyone actually going to go watch the film, or you just all got to...
I was going to say, I think that has the chance to be probably one of the highest grossing movies this year. So, people will go see it. I have no interest in seeing it after the second one, but I'm almost certain I will, because as much as I hate Michael Bay and I hated Transformers 2, seeing his movies on the big screen really does something for me. I mean, they're big, they're dumb, and they're loud, but they're fun sometimes.
I mean, it'll probably end up being a shit movie, but yeah, you know, I'm not gonna lie about it. I'm going to be going watching it. Probably not IMAX like I did with Revenge.
I won't watch it in IMAX. I'm not gonna give him that much money.
No. I gave him my IMAX money for the last one. He's not having it again.
Yeah, I'll see it, but I also think it's gonna be one of those movies that it's one of the few movies where you can get a bunch of friends to go to, because the movie just speaks to like everybody, I guess. No, speaking of robot movies, and we are really just jumping around, Real still looks really interesting, and I want to check that out when it comes out.
What's that?
I'd say...
Oh, the Hugh Jackman robot boxing movie?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Really?
What's that called?
Real Steel.
Real Steel.
You don't think it looks interesting?
I think it looks interesting.
I think it looks vaguely retarded.
That's what I like.
Which I'm perfectly fine with. I mean, I don't mind if a movie... Kind of just, you know, it gives me what I need, just 2 hours of fun and enjoyment. I'm not expecting an Oscar nominee here. But I guess we can finally start at the beginning, since we've been jumping around. Are there any movies? I mean, we have The Green Hornet, which I guess is probably the biggest movie out this month.
Kind of looking forward to that, actually, just because it's a Michel Gondry film. No, I've loved all his other ones.
And Christoph Waltz is the bad guy in it.
Hell yeah. That dude's awesome.
That's the main reason I'm watching it.
The trailers have been making it look more and more interesting, I think. Mm-hmm. And I accidentally sat in on a Green Hornet panel at Comic-Con when I was trying to find a seat. And it was the only thing that was empty.
It was empty.
You know, well, it wasn't for the movie. It was a Green Hornet. Like, some historian was talking about the Green Hornet and, like, the TV show and the radio productions and stuff like that. And this was, like, Sunday afternoon. I was just dead tired. I just wanted to sit down for an hour.
Oh, site is unsafe. Sorry.
What about The Mechanic?
That looks interesting.
I don't think I'm familiar with that one.
Remake.
Is it a remake of the one of Christian Bale and Michael Ironside?
No, that was The Machinist. Mechanic is a remake of a Charles Bronson movie, which is actually worse.
Wow.
I don't think you are allowed to remake Charles Bronson, because he'll come back from the grave and murder you.
That would be an awesome movie for him to star in.
He's dead?
I'm
not even sure if he's dead, actually.
You just killed him. Now you're a villain. Well, you'd have to ham it up a bit more. What can you do? This is something that I've noticed, and it's kind of... Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher have a movie coming out called No Strings Attached.
What, really?
And then I think Justin Timberlake and Maria... I forget how... I don't know how to pronounce that name. Yes, they have a movie called Friends with Benefits.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's just like...
Wait. I'm going to save you the effort of seeing either of them. They're going to start out the movies just having sex and being friends, and it'll be fun, but by the end, they will be in love with each other. There will be a misunderstanding, and one of them will storm off in anger, but by the end, they'll be together again.
Didn't either of them get paid much for making Black Swan, so then they just pretty much made someone else that they got paid a lot of money for, just so they made
Natalie
a good
Portman
movie like Black
money.
Swan?
She was
at Natalie Portman doesn't need the money, does she?
She doesn't need shit.
Yeah, I don't think any of them really need the money.
Miley Kunis, or whatever her name is, isn't, like, in a great deal of stuff.
Yeah, but she was in,
Family Guy. She's,
She was also in, what's that movie, Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah, she's in a lot of stuff. She's just not, like, a big name.
So, yeah.
She's not Natalie Portman.
But apparently this movie with Natalie Portman and Ashton Kutcher was actually finished or made in, like, 2009, and they just held on to it for a year.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
So... I was just kind of weird that two movies with similar concepts about pretty much F-Buddies is coming out this year.
That happens a lot. Like, more often than you'd think.
Oh, I mean, that's why we have that category for best ex-military team-up movie this year. Because, like, five of those dropped for random reasons.
Yeah, and then look at, years ago, Volcano and Dante's Peak both came out around the same time. And then,
Shark Tales and Finding Nemo?
Yeah, and Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It happens.
What else? There's really nothing else in January.
There's a film.
February just looks awful.
February has crazy...
February's
Nick Cage movie. It has a crazy Nick Cage.
There's a Liam Neeson movie out in February as well.
A Moon.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious about I Am Number 4.
Yeah.
I mean, is anybody going to see Big Mama's House,
nope.
Egg Father, Egg Son?
No.
Because that's a cinematic classic that everybody's been waiting for. The end of a
trilogy. Oh my God.
10 years in the making.
I want to see Drive Angry 3D. It is Nicolas Cage as crazy Nicolas Cage, who's apparently a dude who comes back from hell because he's so angry he wants to kill some people.
So what Ghost Rider should have been, then?
Probably.
Sounds like it.
You know they're doing a sequel to Ghost Rider, right? And it is being written and directed by the guys who did Crank.
Nice.
That actually makes me excited for that movie.
So the movie's going to be full of cool kids, is what you're saying.
It's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody going to check out Gnomeo and Juliet?
Nope. No Gnomeo.
Gnomeo? You mean Gnomeo?
Nope. Gnomeo and Juliet, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Oh, I've seen a trailer for this. I'm not watching it. It just, no.
When you have a cinematic title with such rich history and marketing, it has to be one of the greatest movies of all time.
I mean, yeah, because the Romeo and Juliet story hasn't been overdone at all, right?
Hey, it's a tale as old as time.
No, that's Beauty and the Beast.
I know, that was... Never mind.
What?
What's in March? I mean, there's Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah, Sucker Punch.
Which looks like an awesome movie.
It looks like a movie that I'm going to love the hell out of, but it is going to have absolutely no impact on anything. It's going to be like all prettiness and no plot, and I don't care.
Like I said, if you know it, you're getting into a movie, yeah. I don't care if it's like that. If it tries to sell itself as something else and it isn't, that's when I have issues.
There's actually a bunch of stuff in March I want to say. There's that. There's
Los Angeles.
Battle Los Angeles, yeah. The Adjustment Bureau, that looks cool.
What is Battle Los Angeles?
It's an alien invasion flick where it's aliens invade the planet Earth, but this is just in one city, and it's like from a militaristic standpoint. It basically follows one military unit.
Oh, nice.
Like, the trailer's amazing.
I've not seen the trailer.
I've not seen the trailer either.
Look it up. It's really good. It's, like, all set to this, like, piece of music, and it's just a nice trailer.
Okay.
There's a couple other ones coming out in March I really want to see. Apollo 18 looks good.
I don't see that on this list.
That's one of those, it's at the beginning of March. It's one of those, like, found footage movies where it's something about there was a moon landing that NASA canceled that was supposed to happen, and they canceled it and never ran it. And according to this movie, they actually did it in secret, and there was aliens.
Yeah, I've
heard that.
That's
the trailer for Transformers, isn't it?
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of movies coming out with that same idea behind. There's another one, too. I forget what it is, but it's like the same idea.
That just means the Transformers trailer is even less original, though, than it already was. But, yeah.
Mars Needs Mom sounds like a hit movie in the making.
Mm. Is that on? That's animated.
What else is
Paul,
there?
Black Death. With Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Which is a movie about an alien.
Oh, Paul?
Yeah, Paul. Paul's the name of the alien, I think.
Probably
by Seth Rogen.
Let's see. I think that's it for March, if there's anything else.
Movie called Black Death coming out that stars Sean Bean. And it's like a medieval type movie. Where the knights and crazy shit happening.
Oh, actually, Ringo looks good too. Or Rango? Is that how you say
it? Rango, I think.
Yeah, that looks like a really fun animated movie. Yeah, and then we hit April, which is usually the start of the summer season, I guess.
No, that's more May.
I mean, it's May, but like near the end. Like usually last week is when you start getting like these. Like you have Fast Five.
They've been starting to sneak them in there. Actually, all the Fast and the Furious movies have mostly come out in April.
I thought the last one came out in
August. It was originally supposed to come out in April. It got pushed back, I think. Or pushed forward or something.
Yes, Fast Five, which I'm not looking forward to seeing. Scream 4, which I'm really not sure why they're going back to that well.
I'm going to see Source Code.
Yeah.
Source Code.
It's a Duncan Jones movie. Yeah, he did Moon.
Oh, that's good.
2009.
The trailer for it's really good.
Yeah, the trailer for it makes it kind of look like Deja Vu. But I have a feeling the movie's not is going to be very different from that.
Mm.
Soul Surfer.
Whoa, that sounds crazy, that movie.
Oh, Your Highness, that's coming out in April. That looks hilarious.
There's Super as well, which looks like Kick-Ass, but with Ellen Page instead.
Yeah, and a little bit more. I don't know. I don't think it's as.
Probably not as violent as well.
Well, no, I heard it's really violent, but it's not
as.
It's the thing about Kick-Ass is it started out being one thing and ended up being something else. I think Super seems like it's going to be the movie that the beginning of Kick-Ass was.
Oh, okay.
Instead of like going from the, you know, what if a real regular guy was a superhero into, hey, look, there's actually is superheroes. Surprise. It's going to be what if a regular guy was a superhero and then just that.
Fair enough.
Your Highness looks hilarious, though. That's from the guys who did Pineapple Express. And it's James Franco, Danny McBride, and Natalie Portman, and Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen the trailer for that. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, like there's the trailer with Natalie Portman, and like totally just an ass shot, and it's beautiful.
This sounds kind of weird, but what's your number?
It's
about a chick who apparently has slept with 20 guys and realized that's the most she will sleep with, so she's going to track down the 19 other dudes she slept with to see if she missed the one.
Sorry, what's the title?
Sounds like I'm a dirty horror movie.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why it's an interesting movie take.
Oh. What's your number? Evans, isn't it?
Yes.
Captain
Sandberg
as well.
And Zachary Quinto and Joe McHale.
Zachary Quinto, isn't it? Oh, I'm going to have to watch that now.
Do we have a man crush here?
No.
You sure?
What? Sorry.
And then May, which is the official start of the summer season. No, we've already touched on Thor. Well, I mean, did you two want to comment on it? I know Anthony said his piece.
I want to watch the shit out of that movie.
Me too.
It looks so completely ridiculous and over the top, I can't wait.
Has anyone seen it in 3D? Or has everyone seen it in 2D?
That's 2D.
I've not seen any movie in 3D.
You can suck my dick.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but yeah.
From what I've seen of the trailer, man, there doesn't seem to be any alternate form for Thor in Edward Blake, and I think that's the only thing I have a problem with.
No, Donald Blake's not. There's supposed to be some
reference. Donald Blake?
Fuck. Yeah, there's supposed to be some reference to Donald Blake in it, but he's not like a full character. It's probably going to be like a small Easter egg thing.
There's shifting mythology for that in the books anyway, where sometimes he was a different dude, sometimes
that's
it was
true.
The same guy.
But as an origin story, you know, I don't know. Just my opinion. Rabid fanboy over here.
He got his name wrong. That's how rabid you are.
Yeah, that's right. I got his name wrong because I was up all night drinking and I got up early to do a podcast with you.
Early?
Early. It's right. Early here.
It's noon.
It is now.
Apparently that's zero for him.
I drank too many beer.
Too many beer?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Nah, never mind.
I killed a bear once.
With my bare hand.
Oh, was that a pun?
I thought we were doing all bear puns here.
Funny.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Strangest Tides.
The only reason I want to see that is because Ian McShane's in it. He's the dude playing Blackbeard.
Yeah.
It looks interesting, but I really just kind of wish they had kept it at 3, because I even grew tired of 3.
3's not that good. 3's the worst one. They get worse as they go along. Like the first one's a really good movie, the first Pirates of the Caribbean film, but then the second one's like, yeah, okay, and it's like, oh god, number 3.
Yeah, pretty much. And they kind of wrapped it up neatly, I think. They didn't really have to go back to that well.
Is Jar Jar Binks trending on Twitter?
Because Phantom Menace is on.
Yeah, it's on the TV. It's a piece of shit movie, by the way.
But yeah, Phantom Menace was trending beforehand as well. So I just
assume. That's your opinion.
No, I think I'm supported by facts on this.
No, no.
We're not going to get into this here. There's no new Star Wars movie out this year.
Damn it.
I didn't even like the first one that much.
I've not seen the first one yet. I want to watch it, but I haven't seen it.
I'm a huge fan of the first one. I honestly don't know why it needed a sequel or what the sequel's going to do. It's about a bachelor party weekend in Vegas. What are they going to do? If somebody's going to get divorced and then remarried? Or is he going back for the Ed Helms character? Getting married to that stripper now?
Probably.
I mean, I'll see it because I enjoyed the first one, but I don't want it. I mean, that makes me a terrible person, I get, but you know, whatever.
I want to see the Tree of Life.
What is... You skipped over Kung Fu Panda 2.
Ooh, Brad Pitt, I'm watching
that. But Kung Fu Panda 2.
Eh. I want to see the Tree of Life. It's a Terrence Malick film that has been in the works for, like, years. And the trailer looks kind of weird. Like, on one hand, it looks like this normal, like, you know, coming-of-age story, but then there's this stuff about Sean Penn and when he's one of the kids growing up, and then there's these weird scenes of stuff that kind of like The Fountain, and I'm so confused about what the movie's actually about, but I still want to watch the shit out of it. Because it looks beautiful.
You have a unique taste in movies.
I like things that are good.
Again, all right.
That's
cool.
Like my
I wasn't trying to be rude. I just saying that's
no. That's what I'm saying. I don't. I'm not like a genre person. Like I don't stick to one. Like I only like horror movies. I don't like sci-fi. Whatever. I like everything as long as it's good. The problem is most things aren't.
Right. See, like a movie I wouldn't even look at it unless somebody told me it's a really good movie. You should check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens with a lot of movies, which is why. It's nice to have people with different opinions, and why things like Transformers ends up doing so well, because people hear about that movie, but
people,
you know, there's two other movies.
People know the name, so they just go see Transformers.
Yeah.
I watched Transformers when I was a kid. It's got to be good.
sounded like me a few years ago when the first one came up.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of the opposite, because I didn't watch Transformers as a kid, so I'm like, I'll see what the big fuss was about this franchise.
I did. I cried when Optimus Prime died in that original movie.
Oh, the original one's amazing.
I was like 6 or 7 when it came out.
Oh, I love that one. So good. And the soundtrack to it's fantastic.
Oh, God,
yeah. Pure cheesy.
That one song is available for Rock Band.
You got the touch.
Yeah, the touch is on Rock Band. You can buy it.
You got the power.
I was actually surprised they killed him off in the movie, but he's dead on this show.
No.
Sorry, that's where Rodimus takes over.
Rodimus Prime. And I also have the G.I. Joe movie because I just love that intro.
I didn't mind G.I. Joe. I was never a follower of the comic books or the cartoons as a kid. Like, I knew who G.I. Joe was or wasn't. But I didn't mind the movie. It was all right.
Wait, which movie? The animated one?
I was talking about the animated
G.I. Joe.
The live action one's
amazing. I love the show.
Really? I was waiting for that piece of crap. I love that movie.
It's ninjas and jetpacks. See, that's the kind of bad movie I can get behind because it's a bad movie who doesn't give a fuck. Yes, we know this is goofy, we know this is stupid. Fuck you, it's a ninja in a jetpack.
It's a really awesome movie, especially on Blu-ray because of the color scheme. At least to me.
I want to.
We touched on X-Men First Class as well. I don't know what beginnings are. Did we mention Super 8?
I mentioned it, but... That was pretty much it. It's produced by Spielberg and directed by J.J. Abrams, and there's a teaser trailer for it, but I'm not actually sure.
It was attached to Iron Man, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a teaser, and like no one knew what it was. It was like when with Cloverfield, it said untitled J.J. Abrams project.
Huh. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I think it looks kind of like a monster film again, but I could be like way off. I don't know.
It could be mistaken, but the Cloverfield monster wasn't shown in any of the advertisements, right?
No.
No, not at all.
There was a quick shot
in one trailer that led to, like, tons of speculation before the movie came out.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the reasons it did so well, is because everybody wanted to know what the movie was about and, like, what this monster... It was a decent movie. I didn't find it too special, but... What else is Green Lantern, which has a lot of mixed opinions across the board.
Yeah, I was really worried about that movie at first, man, because of that Entertainment Weekly with the picture of the suit, and it didn't look right.
It still doesn't look right, the suit.
I think it looks alright to me. Okay, it looks like a ribbed condom over his body, sure, but at least it's green and black.
I am waiting, because I assume, because the suit is all CG, so I assume they can clean that up.
And I think the stuff out in space is going to be pretty good. I don't know, man.
I think
it's going to be a good flick.
I think the space stuff would be really good. I think the stuff on Earth might be a bit boring, personally. But
I don't think it's going to spend too much time on Earth.
It will. I think it's going to end up trying to be Iron Man.
I hope it. I mean, as much as I don't like it too much, I hope it's kind of first sight, where, you know, he just kind of becomes Green Lantern really quick, and the whole movie's just like a space, you know.
Well, no, he's going to come back because Hector Hammond's in it, and Hector Hammond can't fly in space, can he? Right? Anybody?
Yeah, I assume he's going to have to, because it's also Carol Ferris is, so it's going to be more Earth-based, I guess, which sucks.
It's going to be the obvious. He gets the ring. He's got to go get trained. He meets the corpse, blah, blah, blah. This is how you do it. You know, they'll doubt him.
As long as it's entertaining.
I have to go back to, you can't go back to Earth, Green Lantern, 2814.
Exactly.
The rest of your sector needs to be like, fuck you, I'm Hal Jordan.
Defy the Guardians. Yeah, well, I don't know. It should be by the numbers, I think.
He always defies the Guardians. But to be fair, the Guardians are a bunch of douches.
They are.
True.
So, right. So I can't really disagree with him on that notion.
Have we seen any pictures of the Guardians for the movie?
I think we've seen some.
It's all like concept art, I think.
Oh, are they like Smurf-like?
Probably.
No, the Smurfs, I think the Smurfs are good. Nick doesn't think they're good.
I think the Smurfs look like a piece of shit.
I like Smurfs.
I'm not saying the movie looks that great. I'm just saying the concept for the Smurfs, they look like Smurfs.
I think it's pretty good timed. That might be the first movie I take my daughter to.
Smurfs?
Yeah, because, man, the first movie I went to see by myself as a little kid, was the Smurfs and Something About a Magical Flute.
That was in theaters?
That was a gazillion. I was in grade 2, man. So what year was that? 80, 81, 82?
63. I didn't even know that was ever released.
I wasn't even born then.
Brother, I was in school. I was going to the theater by myself. It was awesome.
I was 2.
Oh.
I was a born yet either, so.
Yeah, I hope Green Lantern's a good movie, though. I'm looking forward to watching it.
I'm hoping it's good. It's just not really. I'm not expecting much from it.
I kind of expect it to be decent. Yeah. I don't expect it to be the best super comic book movie of all time, but I expect it to be a fun 2-hour thrill ride.
I kind of get where you guys are coming from, because all these movies that have been coming out, you know, you have such high hopes. Your standards are pretty high as people who read comics and you know something about the characters. Then when you get to it, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's not even that, like, I expect it to be exactly like the comics, but, like, I expect there to be consistency and it to make sense within the movie itself. That's what stuff that pisses me off.
I think it's going to make sense. I mean, Jeff Johns had a big part in the development and stuff, so.
Great, so there's not going to be an end?
Pretty much.
It's just going to be like, stay tuned for the next movie, kids.
Yeah, I was about to say, it really does seem like that, because, I mean, we already know Sinestro's the bad guy in the second movie, so.
I try not to have high hopes for a comic book movie these days, unless it's directed by Christopher Nolan, so.
Boo.
I think I have different types of hopes on different types of movies. Like, I expect The Dark Knight to be a more cinematic thing, where I expect most of the comic book movies to be big action blockbusters, where I don't have the same requirements I do for certain types of movies.
Yeah.
Like, as long as the plot, I mean, because the plot are pretty much always going to boil down to a good guy versus bad guy, and probably some romantic interest.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily the plot, it's how they get there and, like, all the things around it. That's what I look
at. That's the, you know, it's like.
And
it's
what
like
the characters have learned along the way.
Yeah.
I don't even think you have to earn much. I think you do have to take your hero on a personal journey, though. I think that's part of the problem with some of the. That's especially true for, like, the third movie. Because, like, the first movie, you usually get, you know, it's an origin, they're learning about themselves. The second movie, it's, like, them doubting themselves being a hero and what they bring to it. In the third movie, it's, like, I don't know what to do with this guy. Spider-Man turned evil, then he became good again.
Oh, God.
X-Men was all over the place. Batman Forever, we don't talk about. Superman 3, he got drunk.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really.
Iron Man 2 already jumped the shark, so.
I like Iron Man
Batman Forever.
I think Iron Man 2, but come on, a guy's pissing in his iron suit. Where do you go for the third movie with that?
It's for comedy, Earl. It's
supposed Rehab? To be
It is for comedy, but he has like this whole father issue and his alcoholism.
You
should be grateful that scene's in it. That's one of the few scenes where he's actually in the suit. So I wouldn't complain.
That's another thing about it is you should be a hero for most of your movie. But yeah, it's kind of like The Dark Knight had that issue where people say it's more of a Joker movie than a Batman movie because
there's
really not many places to take Bruce once he becomes Batman because he's kind
of. But people
said
that about Dark Knight?
You don't have to take him out of the movie though.
I wouldn't agree with that at all.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I could see that criticism for the first franchise where Batman was pretty much a side character in all of
movies. That's what I thought. I was like, that was a complaint about the first Batman movie. But I would not say this at all. Like that,
but
Batman and Bruce Wayne have definite character arcs in both of Nolan's movies.
I think what happens is because Batman Begins was so centric on Batman and Bruce Wayne
mm-hmm.
that it's not as strong in The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
That people kind of see it where he's taken second. Because, I mean, the
I would say it's not even a Joker movie. It's a Harvey Dent movie.
Yeah, I was about to say the biggest arc in that is Two-Face transformation throughout the course of the movie. And that's what really drives it. But I think Batman kind of parallels him. But he's in a position where he's kind of an outsider looking in, where Harvey's kind of getting into that inner circle. But this isn't a Batman podcast.
How about Cars 2? Are we pumped for Cars 2?
Nope.
No.
Me neither.
Watching the Pixar movie here.
I didn't see Cars until this past year, so I guess this would be the second year I skip watching their movie.
Hey, gods, that movie made me hate Owen Wilson.
We talked about Transformers. Oh, right, we were on Rise of the Apes, correct?
Transformers.
What do you expect from Rise of the Apes?
It's going to be a good cast.
I expect a nice franchise setup, hopefully.
I'm confused about where exactly this movie is taking place within the Planet of the Apes.
It's a reboot, I think.
Is it a reboot?
It's got nothing to do with the Matt Wahlberg movie.
Thank God, I hated that movie.
Didn't that just
actually,
get rebooted?
I'd like to make a comment. You know what they should have done? Is based it closer to the book for the remake. Because in the books, when they show up on the planet, all the monkeys are in flying cars, they've got high-tech weaponry and stuff like that, whereas it was cheaper for them in the day to make it more caveman style for the apes.
Yeah.
And that's why they went that road. I think, you know, nowadays with the technology we got, it would make a more interesting film if they used the futuristic apes instead of...
Yeah, with, like, the flying stuff and all that shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like DC should get on the ball and make a...
If I could read French, I would buy the original version of Planet of the Apes and read it.
I've read the book. The book's
a
different book.
They have translated copies of that?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
You're Canadian. You should learn French.
Fuck French. I live on this side of the coast. They can fucking stay over there.
It has a twist at the ending as well, which I really like the twist in the ending. It's kind of similar to the twist, you know, in the first Charlton Heston film. When he's really on Earth. It's kind of the same. It's not the same twist, but yeah.
That's what this remake looks like, is they're going to explain how the apes evolved on Earth, apparently.
Yeah.
It should be interesting, and hopefully it's good.
It should be good, then. It should be interesting.
Okay.
I like Planet of the Apes, so I'll definitely be watching it, probably on the week it's out, so.
Okay. Well, you can movie hop and see Cars 2 for free.
Oh, I have a movie pass. I pay £13 a month, and I can watch as many movies as I want. So,
really?
If I watch two movies, then whatever else I watch is pretty much free because watching two movies pays for my pass. So
that sounds like a good deal.
It is a good deal.
I wish you had something like that.
I have to pay extra for 3D, but I don't go 3D much. So
yeah, I don't care for 3D, and I don't see many movies in IMAX.
I have a new piece of news for you. Trent Reznor is going to be doing the score for David Fincher's Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
That's quite
and
cool.
That's Daniel Craig, right?
That comes out in 2011.
Although, have you seen the original one, Nicholas?
Nope.
No. I take it you're not interested in seeing it either.
Not particularly.
No.
I mean, it doesn't look terrible, I just don't care.
Okay.
There's too many other things I want to see instead. I want to watch Apocalypse Now again.
now we're into July, which is kind of jam-packed. I think we touched on all of Transformers.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Winnie the Pooh actually looks pretty damn good.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know if I'd go by my myself to see that. I might have to direct it on my little brothers, but
go watch it.
And there's certain movies that I feel kind of weird going to see, but it looks like a pretty good movie, which I was surprised because I, you know, with we just had Yogi Bear and Marmaduke, and next year we have the Smurfs. I was actually surprised to see CG.
They're all, yeah, they're like all digital, like just
yeah.
I can't think of it, yeah, digital crap of...
You can go with that.
based on, from old children's cartoon shows, whereas Winnie the Pooh just looks like it's stuck and with its roots.
Yeah. And it's nice to see Disney bring him back to the forefront, because, I mean, he hasn't really had a movie recently. I mean, there was like the Humphreys movie and the Tigger movie.
Yeah, I've not seen any of them. I don't think I've actually seen a Winnie the Pooh movie, to be honest.
I think it's just Huffalump, not Huffalump. Yeah.
I thought there's more to it.
No, that you're thinking Snuffleupagus. Eric,
don't there argue with him, Earl. Eric's seen it, so don't argue with him.
Which one?
So it's,
I've seen a few of these movies.
Oh. He probably was around when Winnie the Pooh was created.
Winnie the Pooh is Canadian, yo. There's a
is
great
he
big...
Really?
I think it's in...
Canadian, eh?
Manitoba?
I thought he was British.
No, in Manitoba, there's the town where the guy who invented Winnie the Pooh is from. There's a giant tree with a giant porcelain Winnie the Pooh in it. I have pictures. Maybe I'll send you guys one.
Hmm.
Okay. Next up is Captain America, the First Avenger.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the final Marvel movie before Avengers, correct?
Yes, it is.
And what do we think of this one? I haven't decided yet.
Hey, guess what? You're wrong, Eric.
What?
You didn't say anything.
A.A. Milne was English. It's British, not Canadian.
Oh, wait. Sorry, going back to Captain America, the only thing that's worrying me a bit is that we've still not seen a trailer or any footage for it, which
that's why I'm undecided.
They're putting a lot of post-production in it because maybe this stuff they've shot doesn't look that great, so they're probably, like, you know, doing a lot of stuff with it to make it look cool. And, I mean, fair enough, if it ends up looking good, then, you know, whatever. But it's just, it's worrying me a bit how we've not seen any trailers for it.
Well, I assume that it's kind of, I'm assuming...
But it's not really.
I'm assuming we're going to see the first thing during... They probably have something around the Super Bowl. And I could see like something in like March and then a final trailer in front of Thor.
Well, that seems a bit late.
We didn't see a real trailer for Thor until last month, and that comes out 2 months before Captain America.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you think about it, we don't really have a trailer for Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
We have a trailer for Cowboys and Aliens, but, you know, that's a new franchise. We just got Transformers a couple of weeks ago. So, I mean, it's... We're pretty much kind of on schedule.
There should be a teaser for it at least soon.
Yeah, I think
Cowboys and Aliens. Cowboys and Aliens is out the week after it, and there's a trailer for that. Yeah,
yeah, but
not,
I was about to say Cowboys and Aliens has that where it's not.
That's
a
harder
quantity.
Sell.
And I think it's
Cowboys and Aliens has a double hard sell. It's not an existing franchise, and it has to get over the goofiness of the title.
The awesomeness of the title.
I think it's awesome, but, you know, yes, the person... So you want to see this movie, Cowboys and Aliens? And be like, really?
If somebody told me if you want to see Cowboys, I'd be like, hell yeah.
I want to see it. Look, that trailer is awesome. That,
I know.
The beginning,
and it has Indiana
Craig,
Jones and James Bond in it.
Yeah, when Daniel Craig just takes out all those dudes, that's awesome.
So I can't wait to see that movie. But yeah, I think Captain America, it's going to be rolled out. Because you also have... I think Comic-Con's in between, before that as well.
Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, the Friday is actually the day Captain America is released.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That place is really insane.
It's released during San Diego, so, yeah.
Oh, so you won't see anything there, so I guess that defeats what I was going to say. But yeah, I mean, I expect good things from it. I like Chris Evans for the most part. We'll see. Then we hit up Eric's movie of the year, The Smurfs.
I'm sorry, I'm still looking at this Winnie the Pooh thing. I have been led astray my whole fucking life, man. This is not
good.
Cool.
Well, I knew he was British. That's why I was...
Here we go. I thought he was British as well. I was just keeping my mouth shut because I wasn't.
Characters inspired by his son Stefan, most notably the bear named Winnie the Pooh. Christopher Robin, Millie Stuff Bear, originally named Edward, was renamed Winnie the Pooh after a Canadian black bear named Winnie, after Winnipeg, which was used as a military mascot.
So the bear's name was from Canada.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you Winnie he's Canadian. Damn it. No, you're right. I'm glad you pointed that out to me, man. I was getting kind of upset. I was like, what?
Hulk smash.
My father's a liar.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so my most anticipated movie of this year?
Is the Smurfs.
One of them, yeah. So, yeah. I'm kind of stoked. I would like to see that.
I'm kind of iffy, because it's not even in Smurfs Village, it's just in Central Park.
Yeah, but I mean, it's animation on real life backgrounds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how often do we see that anymore?
All the time.
All the time. We just had Yogi Bear.
Besides
all the time.
Oh, yeah,
all
Yogi.
The time.
We had Yogi Bear. We had Marmaduke. We had the Chipmunks movie.
Both of them.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Actually, who's playing Gargamel?
Oh, he looks hilarious.
Hank Azaria.
Yeah, he looks hilarious. There's...
He could do it.
When are we getting... Have we got a trailer yet? No, we got a teaser, I think.
For what?
For this movie.
Smurfs?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a teaser and a regular trailer.
Oh, it is a regular trailer.
I haven't seen the regular.
I might be wrong about that.
I think so.
I doubt I'll be watching it, to be honest.
No, I will not.
I will let you guys know.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Save me the time and trouble.
Well, if you really want to be helpful to us, I say you go see Yogi Bear and tell us how that is.
I would suggest you do that.
Hey, somebody has to take the bullet for the team and go check that out.
It sounds like Nicholas has already seen it.
No.
No?
I have not.
No.
he just
know someone who's seen it?
I do not know anybody who's seen it. I want somebody to see it.
I want nobody to see it.
I know people who've seen Gulliver's Travels, which is worrying enough for me that I know people who've seen that film. But...
Yeah, I watched a scene of that. That was quite enough.
I think the commercials.
Then I read about some of this other stuff that happens in the movie, and I was like, "Holy shit, this is a kids' movie!"
Speaking of kids' movies, they're going
Conan
back to
the
Spy
Barbarians.
What? They're going back. Spy Kids 4.
Jessica Alba.
Are these the same kids from the first movie? Because by now they have to be like in their 20s.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me look at the cast.
I don't even know. I'm not that well.
Joel McHale, you know better than that. Why are you in this?
I don't think he does anymore. I wonder if does he still host the Soup?
No, he's in Community.
Well, he was hosting it while he was
Alexa
doing Community. Oh,
you know what? The two kids from the original are in it.
They have to be older.
They are older. I don't think they're going to be the kids per se.
Okay.
But Alexa Vega is and Daryl Sabara are both in it. And Danny Trejo as Machete.
Machete.
But yeah.
Yeah. Why isn't Conan the Barbarian on this list, man?
It's on this list. I'm looking at it right now.
Where?
I'm looking at
the bottom,
one.
I think.
It's coming out the same day as Spy Kids, actually. It's probably going to be terrible, but...
It's not on the list. I sent you Eric.
I kind of got high hopes for it, man, because Mimosa looks pretty badass as Conan.
He does. He actually looks
pretty He's not overbuilt, like, and he speaks good English. Oh,
Perlman's in it!
Yes, Perlman! Awesome!
Oh, Ron Perlman, why did you do this to me? Now I have to see it.
You don't like Perlman?
I like Perlman. That's why I have to see it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
why I want to see the fucking Season of the Witch.
Yeah, is he in that too?
Yeah, it's Crazy Nick Cage and Ron Perlman. Yeah. Wielding swords, and then the dude from The Misfits is in it too.
Is he really?
Yeah, Robert Sheehan, yeah.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's somebody in it.
I haven't seen him in the trailer, so maybe I wasn't paying attention.
I look at it. I saw on the cast list.
Okay.
I don't think he's in the trailer. Christopher Lee is in it, though.
Rachel.
And then we have Final Destination 5 because they lied to us apparently and it wasn't the Final Destination.
Is it in 5D?
I don't know.
I haven't seen a Final Destination film since number 2. So
that's probably a good decision on your part.
I haven't seen one since 2 either and I still regret that decision.
Hey, we skipped over something that's coming out before then.
What?
Fright Night.
What is Fright Night?
It is a remake of an 80s horror comedy movie that is starring David Tennant, thank you very much, as a Chris Angel-type magician who has to then fight vampires.
Okay,
then. How, seriously.
Oh, that's a good cast, though.
It looks fucking awesome. Like, just the poster is, like, David Tennant looking like Chris Angel. And the idea of that makes me very, very happy, because that's hilarious.
We don't talk like that on this show, young man.
What?
Nothing.
Who are you calling young, David, boy?
Untitled David R. is 3D Shock Thrower.
Nope.
I think he's the guy who made Final Destination 2, actually.
If you can't have a title, if you're 9 months out, I'm not going to see you.
It's really weird. He's got the same name as my dad. It's really weird, though.
Maybe it is your dad.
Maybe it's to say the same thing.
It's a different middle name, but the first and surname are the same.
Maybe it's a pseudonym. He didn't want you to know he makes shark movies.
Or shit movies. Wait. Swing.
Oh, snap.
And this is the same month as Piranha 3 Double D.
Yep.
I watched Piranha 3D. I didn't like it. I'm not watching this one. Yeah, pretty much.
Is this actually called Straw Dogs?
Yeah, that's a remake, actually.
Okay.
Which I will not be seeing.
I thought it was a bad pun on Stray Dogs.
No.
Why is it 3 Double D?
Because the first one's Piranha's 3D. We've had this discussion already.
It's
this
vulgar.
Get it? Because Double D is a bra size.
I was hoping for boobies.
That's exactly what that movie
is
going to
have. I'm assuming
the
first one was boobies and piranhas.
Yeah, the first movie was entirely blood and tits.
So,
and this movie will be more blood and more tits.
They're just telling you what to expect
exactly.
from the get-go.
Enjoy this, is what they're saying.
I
want to see Moneyball. Because it's about baseball.
Is it?
Yes, it's about baseball in the early 90s, mid-90s. It's about the
Because
Atlanta
there's not
Athletics.
Enough sport movies.
No, but it's not about, like, you know, a sporting team who's down on their luck and blah, 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 you know, rising against adversity, et cetera, et cetera. No, it's about, like, economics and statistics and it's like The Social Network, but for baseball.
I thought it was going to be about somebody winning the lotto.
It's going to be awesome. I love baseball.
Dolphin Tail.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
The fuck is that?
Handicapped dolphin? I'm good.
A handicapped dolphin? A young boy befriends Winter, an injured dolphin, who lost a tail in a crab trap, and motivates everyone around him to help save the dolphin by creating a prosthetic amputee to replace the dolphin's missing tail.
Yeah, because that's what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Let's fix the dolphin, because there's so many people who don't have problems.
Yeah, I'm going to have to leave now. Sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
Well,
I know
made it up to October in terms of movies.
I know that's not bad. There's not really much else I could talk about anyway, besides Mission Impossible, which I'm going to see and I don't care. I like Mission Impossible movies.
There's actually a lot of good stuff at the end of this year, it looks like.
Yeah, it seems to always happen.
Yeah.
But
well,
have fun.
Yeah,
tell your neighbors hi.
Hi, everyone. Yeah,
stop making shark movies.
Alright, funny. Okay, bye.
I guess we hit up October now. If I missed anything. The Rum Diaries.
That looks interesting.
Yes. Hunter S. Thompson book. Finally.
Is it really?
Yes. That was
his first
novel. I
just seen Johnny Depp and I was like, I'm in.
That was his first fictional novel he finished. He could never sell it.
Shit.
Until after, like, Fear and Loathing came out and they finally, someone agreed to publish it.
Man, I should read the whole page. That's cool.
Man.
And I can't wait for that. Cannot wait.
For which one? Yeah.
Rum Diaries.
Rum Diaries.
I thought you said something else. Oh. I'm kind of interested in this The Thing remake.
It's a prequel, technically.
Is it a prequel?
Yeah.
It is a prequel. Okay, I'm interested in that.
I'm intrigued by it. I'm not sure.
What is Footloose a remake?
Yes.
Oh my god, are they Oh no, they are too.
Why are they remaking that movie?
I don't know.
Because everything must be remade.
Apparently.
Most of the decisions are kind of iffy, but that just seems so random. And the Three Musketeers.
Nope.
I don't know if that's a remake or a reboot or.
Well, they It's never a remake or a reboot. It's a classic piece of literature, so everything is just an adaptation of that.
Okay.
And it's going to suck. It's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson.
Ooh, Resident Evil dude.
Yes.
And then we have Paranormal Activity 3, nope. Because I was craving it after the first one.
Nope.
What is this one going to be about?
Going to be about, fuck you! Probably not.
What Paranormal Activity 3? Give it up.
Yeah, I don't, because, I mean, it was bad. The last one was a prequel to the first one. Is this going to go back? Is this going to keep on going back and back to show that each family member keeps on passing on the curse?
That first movie was horrible. Horrible. Got no reactions out of me. That's my opinion, but I cannot believe that they've made two sequels now to that crap. Whatever. The Blair Witch started something that I would really like to see the end of.
I like Blair Witch Project. I like Blair Witch Project 2, actually.
Did you really? I watched it and I was like, this is fucking retarded, but.
I don't know. I liked it because it was so weird. That's why I liked the second one.
That first one scared me.
I've never seen it.
Really? Watch it in the dark.
We'll see.
And I hope you like snot.
No, I don't. Oh. I'm a huge fan.
Oh. Lots of snot in that movie.
We're up to November. And I don't know what this first movie is.
Which one?
Leo Tolstoy? Isn't that the one you were talking about?
Not I.
Nick.
I don't know. Leo Tolstoy? No, I don't think so.
That looks weird.
He's an author.
We have Puss in Boots because I guess they figured since they technically ended the Shrek franchise, they can circumvent that by just going to the spinoff route.
Antonio needs to work, okay?
Nope.
Nah, I haven't seen the Shrek movie since the third.
I've seen the second one. No, that was the end of my Shrek journey.
Oh, I guess I made it further than you did.
Oh. That 11-11-11 movie, it's written and directed by the dude who did two Saw movies and Repo the Genetic Opera. No.
Yeah. I didn't expect that to be a yes anyhow, but
there's actually not anything coming out in November till the end that I'm interested in.
You're not interested in Breaking Dawn, Part 1?
Negative.
It's
Muppets! Greatest Muppet movie ever.
I think Eric's a fan of Twilight Saga.
I love Twilight. Fuck you. No, what I don't. Have no.
I thought you've seen it.
No. I have three sisters. Oh, no. I do have... Okay, yes. I have three sisters, but I have two sisters and a niece who read the books and blather about them incessantly. I did see the first two movies.
So you're a fan?
No. No.
How many movies are there?
Is this the fourth?
There will be five by the end of it. This is the fourth one.
What about Happy Feet 2?
Never seen the first one.
Nope.
It's an okay movie. It's kind of morbid at parts. And I guess we can finally talk about the greatest Muppet movie ever made.
Hell yeah!
I think the title says it. I can't wait for it.
I'm kind of pumped. Zach Galifianakis.
Dude, there's a lot of people who are doing cameos.
I see that. That's cool.
And I like that Jason Segel's in it, and he's involved in like the writing and everything. He's a funny dude.
I was
watching Freaks and Geeks the other day. And what happened to like the main characters?
Which ones?
I mean, we know what happened with James Franco and Jason Segel, but like the
Seth Rogen.
Oh yeah, Seth Rogen's in that too. But like the brother and sister.
I don't know. I don't remember the show that well.
Okay.
But I know a lot of them. Like a few of them actually do acting with Apatow still. Like one of them was in Knocked Up.
Yeah.
The dude with the beard.
And one of them is the guy Jay. No, that's from not Freaks and Geeks. That's from Undergrads.
Yeah, Undeclared.
Undeclared. There we go. And he was in that movie with Nicolas Cage. Yeah.
One of them,
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, one of them actually I think is a writer now. Like with the Apatow stuff. Like he tends to stick with people he's worked with before and likes. So.
Yeah. Which works.
Like Kevin Smith.
I think he just announced he's doing
a spin-off. Kevin Smith
too.
Stole all of Judd Apatow's people for Zack and Miri.
He suggested most of them, too. Mind you, well, if you watch Zack and Miri, Rogan says, you know, like Kevin Smith did write the movie for Seth Rogen, specifically. Yeah. And then, I think with his involvement is a good way, is part of the reason why we got so many people from Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
Stable of actors. I think.
How many of them came back to do Cop Out?
Cop Out?
I don't think any of them did.
Because that's a Warner Brothers studio movie.
That's a piece of shit.
Would you have wanted to be in Cop Out?
No.
Okay. There we go.
Where's Red State on here? Is that damn movie coming out this year?
Who knows? He wants it to come out this year, but he doesn't have distribution for it yet because he's being a hard-ass idiot.
Oh. I thought it was another studio pick that he was making.
No.
Like straight, like he's gone from making his own movies to working for the man.
Red State was something, he's been working on it for a while. His idea is to literally auction it off at a film festival to a distributor. Like
seems
have the actual auction there.
Like Kick-Ass. Isn't that what happened with Kick-Ass? They had
well,
no
Kick-Ass, is, they didn't auction it off. They like, you know, they made the film using their own money and then shopped it around to see. That happens a lot. But he wants to literally have an auction. Which is weird.
Is his movie's worth that much?
His whole approach to this movie and its marketing is really, really weird. And if it works, it's kind of a new paradigm that people can exploit. But if it doesn't, it's just going to make him look like an even idiot, bigger idiot blowhard than he already does.
Okay. And that has...
I've lost a lot of respect for Kevin Smith for some
I couldn't tell at all.
Out of his Twitter arguments recently, I don't know. I don't follow the guy, but I've seen a lot of people commenting on stuff he's saying and the likes. So we'll see. And I guess we're up to December, and they're actually coming out with a New Year's Eve movie.
I just saw that the other day. Oh, it's the same people who did Valentine's Day. It's going to be the same thing where they're ripping off Love Actually. Ugh.
Well, it's okay. It's just, I don't, like, I was thinking, there aren't many movies dealing with New Year's Eve at all. It's like one of those forgotten holidays.
There's a couple.
I mean, granted, it's probably because most people are out getting drunk.
Well, there's a few movies. 200 Cigarettes is one that immediately jumps to mind.
Never heard of it.
It's from the early 2000s.
What else? There's Mission Impossible. Is Cruise in this?
Yes.
Who's directing?
J.J. Abrams? No, not J.J. Brad Bird. Brad Bird.
Oh, awesome. I'm in.
And it's actually kind of, it's supposedly supposed to be a passing of the torch, if you will, from Cruise to Jeremy Renner, who will then be the, from
Hawkeye?
Now on, be the main character in the Mission Impossible movie. Yes, Hawkeye.
Oh, my God. What, somebody said something about Barry Pepper. What has happened to that guy? I haven't seen
him. He's in True Grit.
Is he?
Yeah, he's got a nice little bit part, which he's very Robert Duvall-ish.
He was the only good part of Battlefield Earth.
It's not something to aspire to.
No, it's not. I know it's a horrible friggin' movie, but it's
dumb. He's a good actor, though. He didn't deserve any of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like him.
Also in December, Hugo Cabaret, which I discussed earlier.
Yes, and of course the movie we're all looking forward to, Alvin and the Chipmunks 3D.
No, I was going to say Sherlock Holmes 2.
Is that? That's not on the calendar.
It's right here, December 16th.
We're looking at different calendars.
Yeah, I'm looking at the one you posted earlier.
Yeah, I went to the one Anthony went with because it's nice and organized because this is everything.
Oh my God.
On one page instead of having to scroll through multiple pages, but apparently it doesn't list everything.
I just did this. I put it by release date, and as we've gone along, hit over.
Yeah.
Been a lot easier. That's why there's stuff on here that apparently you guys aren't seeing.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes 2. I mean, it's not going to be as good as the BBC thing they did recently.
Yeah, I don't think they can top that.
But I did like the Downey one. That was, as you know,
was
amazing, but it was fun and good.
I liked the Downey one, and then I saw the BBC series, and then I saw the Downey one again, and I'm like, I mean, it's fun, but it's the BBC one's right there, and it's like, each episode is like its own mini movie.
Yeah.
And it's so good. I can't wait for this season. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even know what you call it. Because I think it's only three episodes again.
They call them series in Britain.
Okay. Which I always find... Yeah, never mind. And we mentioned the girl with the dragon tattoo.
That's a remake, right?
Wait, what?
That's a remake. No,
the girl with the dragon tattoo. I thought that's an adaptation of a book.
Yeah, it's a readaptation.
It says remake of Swedish film, which was based on the novel.
Yeah, I think they're going back to the novel rather than the film. Kind
of
like...
What they need to do with Planet of the Apes, goddammit.
Oof.
Also, and
Tintin.
December finally, looks sad to me. I'm sorry, it looks just sad.
Well, I think the thing is with December is most of the movies are usually like the Oscar things that don't get announced until Nick goes to the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because most of these are usually...
These are all the bigger movies that we're seeing on this
list. What they call them tentpole movies?
Yeah.
The big movies, you kind of... You know, like how Batman and Spider-Man all have release dates for next year?
Yeah.
Where you can look at 2012 and most of those kind of is empty. It's just kind of like, these are the big movies and everybody just kind of works around those.
Yeah. I went to see Tintin just because there's a lot of talented people involved in it. I forget who did. Either who did the first one, Jackson or Spielberg? I think Spielberg did.
Spielberg. I think you're right.
Let me look at this. Yep, Spielberg did this one, and it is co-written by Stephen Moffat, Edgar Wright, and Joe Cornish. Two of those names are awesome.
Which one isn't?
I don't know who Joe Cornish is.
Okay, I thought you had a beef with somebody.
No, Edgar Wright, and Stephen Moffat. Hell's yeah.
Yeah, I know it's Doctor Who dude and the Scott Pilgrim guy.
Yeah, well, Scott Pilgrim guy, fuck you, he did Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, but...
I love Scott Pilgrim, but Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, much better.
Yeah, I prefer Hot Fuzz. I think it's Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead, and then Scott Pilgrim. Oh. I'm more of an action movie guy than a zombie movie person.
Oh, sorry. I want to see We Bought a Zoo just because it's a Cameron Crowe film and I like him as a director and writer.
We bought a zoo.
Yeah.
Did they actually buy a zoo?
Apparently. It's based on a true story. Cameron Crowe did Almost Famous and Vanilla Sky.
Which I still need. Ooh, has Matt Damon.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty bad.
Oh, I like Vanilla Sky.
I love Vanilla Sky.
I got a picture. Sorry, got a little excited there.
What?
Found my picture of Winnie the Pooh in the middle of the field in Winnipeg.
That sounds really sketchy.
Either I'm really tall or that statue.
Also,
really
another
short.
See two Spielberg movies come out within 5 days of each other.
That's just dumb.
Because War Horse comes out, but that's not a kids movie. Tintin is very much a children's movie. War Horse.
I get that,
not.
But I mean,
War Horse is about World War I.
I assume that you advertise Spielberg movies as Spielberg movies.
Well, depends on them. I think Tintin's going to be pushed more as like just a general kids movie, not as a Spielberg film. His name will be in the advertisements, but it won't be like the Spielberg film. War Horse will be the Spielberg film.
Agreed.
He's done that before. He's put two movies out a year. Like for a few years in a row, he did that.
But they were on 5 days apart.
That's true.
Like you can have multiple movies out in a year. It's just you don't want it to be like, oh, Spielberg's new movie and then Spielberg's new movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that should do it for our 2011 movie preview show.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it should be a decent year for movies. I guess final question, better or worse than 2010 on paper?
On paper?
It's better.
2010 was a weird movie year because it started out kind of lame for a while, but the end was really good. So this one looks like a lot of stuff spread out very nicely.
I don't think I can safely form an opinion on that one, seeing as how with the birth of my child, the ability to go to movies has become a lot slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not seen a lot of these new movies that I want to see, but I don't know. From what I'm seeing and from what I did see last year, I think next year's going to be better.
Or this year?
I guess this year, yeah.
Okay. I mean, on paper, I think there's a lot more movies I'm interested in. I just don't think there's any movie that I'm as interested in. Like with Scott Pilgrim and The Expendables and Deathly Hallows Part 1. Actually, I don't feel that there's any movie I'm really that excited for on this caliber this year. And then next year, I'm already excited for 15 movies, so.
Yeah, I think next year is going to be better.
2012?
Already yeah. Saying next year is going to be better for one simple reason.
Batman.
I'm motherfucking Batman.
Oh, man, you guys.
We have a Batman movie and its potential for a new James Bond movie.
And a new Star Trek film.
And a new Star Trek film.
Possibly. Star Trek.
And
Star
Trek 2. I kind of have hope for Spider-Man.
And the Avengers.
I like Andrew Garfield. I like Emma Stone. It's the rest of the formula that I'm kind of iffy on.
Mm-hmm. Also next year, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. That's right up there with Cowboys and Aliens for movies I must see.
That just sounds strange.
Exactly. It sounds awesome. Like, it sounds like a movie you have never seen before.
The Wolverine.
Hell,
Underworld
yeah,
4? Oh.
Yeah.
But we shall save this for our 2012 preview show in a year.
Yeah.
So for Anthony, who is entertaining guests, however he does that.
Kissing cousins.
Nicholas and Eric, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 27.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Summer comes, now that the boys are here again.